Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, September the 2nd, 2026. 19 and a half minutes past the hour, second day of September, first Wednesday in the month of September. How about this little heat wave that we're in here? You know, I'm looking at the computer, and our weather report says very humid. Very humid was putting it mildly yesterday after the weather we had. You know, we had those rainstorms yesterday as I was leaving the studio here, so around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And it made it so humid and so nasty last night, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was like walking around in pea soup. Somebody said last night, I'm trying to think of the quote that they put out there. They said it was like walking around, maybe it was walking around in a bowl of soup. It was like walking around in a bowl of soup. That's what it felt like yesterday. Hopefully today is not going to be like that. I think it's supposed to be over 90 today. So we'll have warm temperatures, but that humidity is horrible and was horrible. As I always say, I don't mind the warm temperatures. It's the humidity that is just a little too much. It's just a little too much. But we soldier on. Before we get too far in the program today, I did want to send out get well wishes to one of our longtime listeners, Jeff Bickley. Jeff, hope you're doing well out there, and things are on the mend. I know you and your wife, Mary, have been listening for a long time. I don't know if you're listening today, but we certainly send our best wishes to you for a very, very, very speedy recovery with whatever's going on. We like to recognize our longtime listeners around here. So, Jeff, get better soon, and I know Mary's taking good care of you. All right, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, there's a few things to talk about here. Now, yesterday, by the way, it was at the end of the program after the Jim Renacci interview, but there was an old Jim Ganahl, I guess it was weather lore, I guess is what we could call it, and it was brought to my attention yesterday. Now, I want to make sure I say this right. The number of foggy mornings in August is representative of how many snow events we are going to have throughout the winter season. So, this person had counted seven foggy mornings in the month of August. Did anybody else count a different number? Now, does anybody else remember Jim Ganahl doing this? I'm sure he did. He was all into the weather lore. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So if anybody has any of those weather things, feel free to give us a call. We're having very strange weather. Of course, that becomes a common thing to say anymore. August was not all that warm. It was very rainy, which August is usually not. It's supposed to be the hazy, lazy, crazy dog days of summer. It really wasn't that this year. Now, in the beginning of September, we're getting very warm temperatures. I don't even know if we had a day in the 90s in the month of August. Very, very, very strange weather. But we've become accustomed to that here in the Midwest, and who knows what's causing it, but I think I have a pretty good idea, and I think most people do as well. Now, one thing I want to touch on here this morning, I mean, this is a statewide issue, but it's become a national issue, and certainly something I think worth talking about here on the local level. I guess I'm just going to read this because maybe you haven't heard. I'm sure you have. It's been all over the news, Columbus, National, so on and so forth. Hours before Ohio College student and athlete Pierre Damas Bell took his own life, he called his father for help. It was around 8 a.m. and he was sitting inside his car on the side of Interstate 70, struggling mentally and emotionally with the shame of being forced to wear an ankle monitor by immigration officials. Bell, a 20-year-old student at Wright State University, said he had been bullied at school and felt humiliated by the device. "I told him to come home so we can talk," Bell's father said in an emailed statement. "Around 11, the police showed at my door to report that my son threw himself under a truck. On Monday morning, Bell stepped into oncoming traffic and died from his injuries," the Ohio State Highway Patrol said. His family blamed the humiliation brought on by the ankle monitor he had been wearing since July. Carl Ruby, a local pastor and immigration advocate, said in a statement that Bell's family wanted people to know it was a suicide related to immigration policies. Bell arrived in the U.S. in 2024 and applied for admission into the country using the now defunct CPB One app, Immigration and Customs Enforcement said in an emailed statement. He was released into the country and settled in Springfield with his parents and two brothers. The future seemed bright. Things began to change July 29th when ICE placed him in an alternatives to detention program with an ankle monitor while he continued his immigration proceedings. He documented the experience on social media, writing July 30th that he came to the country to study, not commit a crime or hurt anyone. "Yet now I'm walking through the streets of the United States with a GPS monitor on my leg, carrying a feeling of shame and humiliation that I never imagined I would experience," he wrote. Bell was one of roughly 300,000 Haitian nationals living in the U.S. who lost their temporary protected status, or TPS, at the end of July following a Supreme Court decision. The policy change triggered a wave of fear and confusion in Springfield, where 12,000 Haitians live. Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, has criticized the Trump administration's harsh immigration enforcement and its impact on Ohio residents. On Tuesday, he called Bell's suicide a horrible tragedy that never should have happened. "I think we have to ask ourselves, is this really good? Is this what we want done to people like this being picked up and facing deportation? Do we want that being done in our name?" he told reporters. That was Governor Mike DeWine. You know, I think sometimes when we talk about immigration and we talk about deportation and we talk about Springfield, Ohio, which we've talked an awful lot about. I had the mayor of Springfield on during the 2024 election. I think it's almost like we're not talking about people. It's like we're talking about some inanimate object. When we say the Haitians in Springfield, we talk about it like it's some kind of not a real thing. Not real people, not real human beings. And when you have, regardless of how you feel about immigration, when you have a 20-year-old college student step out onto I-70 and get hit by a truck, throw himself under a truck, that's how he killed himself. That was the suicide. You know, I cannot imagine. I mean, it's just a horrible way to go. I don't even know what to say about this, honestly. I understand why people feel strongly about immigration. I get that. And I understand that something may need to be done. I don't know. Depends on who you are. But a story like this is a very ugly story. To my understanding, this 20-year-old kid, and he would be a kid at 20 years old, did not do anything wrong, had to wear an ankle monitor, And he was ridiculed at school. I mean, he was documenting this on social media. I really don't understand any of this. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know, it's very interesting because in Ohio, we're not a border state. We certainly are not in the South. And we really have not talked a lot about immigration in Ohio until this whole thing with Springfield and the Haitians and so on and so forth. I don't quite understand why we can't work this out. We've got a lot of politicians and we've got a lot of people in law enforcement. Can people not get together and try to come to some solution that isn't going to result in this kind of a tragedy? I mean, is it really that hard? I don't understand. I just cannot imagine that something like this would happen. Can you imagine this boy's father being on the phone with him at 8 a.m. that morning and then finding out at 11 a.m. from an officer who shows up at your home that your son threw himself under a truck? Can you imagine the mental state and the turmoil that somebody would have to go to throw themselves under a truck on I-70? I can't even imagine. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know what kind of impact this is going to have on the gubernatorial election coming up. I don't know what kind of impact this is going to have on the Senate election that's coming up. But people really should start taking a look at what is going on in these communities, because I'm sure this is not the only person who has faced something like this and possibly feels the same way. You know, I think at this point there is a pastor, I'm not really sure, but of the Haitian community that has been detained in Springfield, you know, and we've seen that story and heard that story in the last month or so. So I don't know. Springfield's not that far from here, and I guess it's fun and in vogue to make jokes about stuff like that. But you know, this is certainly not a very funny story, and I can't imagine somebody thinking it would be okay to make fun of this story. Or treat it like we have treated other things like this in that area. But in any event, the phone lines are open if you'd like to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know, a lot of people say they don't want to talk about politics, and I understand that. I'm not sure this is political. I guess you could make it that way. I guess you could make it a political thing. But I think this is more, think of yourself when you were 20 years old, and let's say you're in college, and you're forced to wear an ankle monitor. Would that make you feel uncomfortable? Would that make you feel ostracized? You know, I believe the suicide rate in this country continues to go up, and that should be heavily looked at. For whatever reason, it's going up. But I guess when I heard this story yesterday, the first thing I thought, suicide, horrible on its face. But then to find out somebody threw themselves under a truck on I-70 here in Ohio, I mean, that's just unbelievably horrible, no matter how you feel about the situation. And again, you can feel that the situation with the Haitian population in Springfield is bad, but holy moly, I can't imagine you think this is the way that things should end. But there's that. If anybody wants to say anything, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour. And I guess what this points out to me, you know, we had a conversation on this show yesterday about the death of Dolly Parton. What is it, a week and a day ago now? And why was she so beloved? Why was she so liked? And the best answer that I can come up with, because a lot of people have been talented singers and performers, she was that. A lot of people have been in movies, she was that. A lot of people have been very philanthropic and given money throughout their life, and she was that. But she was a kind person. You liked seeing her on television. You liked the way she treated people. You liked the way she did not take herself too seriously. And maybe somehow we've got to install some of those personality traits into what we're doing in our own state. And maybe indeed in our own country. Or maybe we'll get more stories like this and nobody will care. You know, it's very difficult. It's one of those things. The news cycle will turn and people will forget, but I'm certain the family of this gentleman will not forget, and I'm certain his friends will not forget. So there's that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say this morning, or if you have anything you'd like to say in regard to the humidity that we faced yesterday, that was just terrible. That was about as bad as it's going to get, the humidity yesterday. That was rough, to be sure. Oh, and something else I did want to say this morning as well, was that, you know, I've said this many times in the last 2 weeks, and I don't even know that this has anything to do with the government here in Marion, but it is amazing to me that every time I turn on the social media, it seems like there is some new group or some new person, a lot of times hiding behind not their own name. Let's put it that way, hiding behind something else that is trashing somebody. You know, it's almost as if none of these groups are trying to do anything positive. They all seem to try to be running people down. And I'm not saying that people don't do bad things. It happens. There's good news and there's bad news. But I think the problem is nobody is following any type of guidelines or guardrails. People are just saying this person did this or this person did that, and we wonder what happened. Well, I mean, did you ask the person? I don't know. I don't understand this. And I don't understand the mean turn that it has taken in the last month or so. And I don't know why we're fascinated so much by the mean things in life. But we certainly are. We certainly are. We love to think that somebody is up to something nefarious. We love to think that somebody has done something wrong. And that is always more popular than somebody doing something good. You know, people always say, well, why is there so much bad news on television? Why is there so much bad news on radio? Why is there so much bad news in the newspaper? You know, why can't they do good news? Well, you know, I think we're seeing that reason on social media. The reason is because bad news is always more popular. Now, you can try to buck that trend and say, well, who cares? We're just going to do good news. Well, you know, you're probably not going to be around very long. if you just do good news. And I want to be very clear. I think you have to report on the bad things in life. Nothing wrong with that. But what is the reason we're going after certain people? You know, it's not like we're reporting on death and robbery and fires. What we're reporting on is people and suspected things that they might have done. I don't know if any of this is true, and maybe it is true. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like the answers are there, and it doesn't seem as if the answers are presented in any of the information that I'm seeing. It almost seems as if people have... I don't want to say they have an axe to grind, because I don't know if that's true. But it almost seems as if people want to be advocates. They're really not interested in getting a story right. They're interested in attacking a group or a group of people or a person in general. And I'm not really sure why we're wired that way. You know, I guess we can all say that we want good news and we want good things to happen, but I'm not really sure if we do, because we're certainly leaning toward the other product in the social media world, which, by the way, is where more than 50% of the people get their news now. So you have to be aware of that. If nobody got their news on social media, you wouldn't have to worry about this. But people do. And again, phone lines are open here. 40 minutes past the hour. Would love to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We're talking about the college student athlete who killed himself on Monday, Pierre Damas Bell, 20 years old, threw himself in front of a truck, walked into traffic. Horrible, horrible statement. A horrible, horrible thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, it's a happy morning, you know?
You know, the humidity, man, I think it's going to be equally as bad today. When you get up and the air conditioner's already running at 5 a.m., it's not a good sign.
You know, that was horrible yesterday, and the problem is it messes with people's allergies, and people who are on oxygen, who come out because it's the first of the month and so on and so forth, I mean, it's life and death for these people when it's like that.
Did you have, speaking of it being the first of the month, did you have any issues at Kroger yesterday with the United Healthcare card benefits?
Yeah, there was an issue, but it didn't last very long.
Well, okay, well, what time did... Mind me asking what time?
No, it was probably probably 11 or 12.
Okay, it started around 9 a.m. yesterday, so you can imagine. Well, I noticed it. I was in Walmart when it was happening at 9 a.m. yesterday, and they were already putting back cartloads of groceries.
Well, I'll tell you,
a little bit of a pandemonium yesterday.
Well, there was something going on at Walmart that we were not, because somebody called and said, "Does any of your government?" Are any of your government cards working? The EBT?
SNAP, nothing worked. But, I mean, a lot of people don't get SNAP on the first, but nothing. There were people that had, like, backup payment methods that if it was government-connected, it didn't work for a minute. Then they rebooted, and then it was just United that didn't work.
Yeah, we didn't have those type of problems.
It was sad. People were putting back, older people were putting back entire carts of groceries and things, and like, you know, what do you expect me to do? Starve? And the woman's like, ma'am, I'm sorry, you know, the cashier that works at Walmart, I'm very sorry for you, but there's nothing I can do. I mean, there were just cartloads of stuff abandoned. It was sad.
No, and it was
it got worked out.
It was a much busier first also, and I think part of that was because people were flocking out of Walmart because of problems people were having.
Well, flock, haha. Also, it's a longer month. August was a longer month. There was an extra day.
It was. So
I know it sounds silly to some people, but that one extra day without money can really make a difference.
Well, I think back to school does that, too.
Yes. Well, yeah, and between, you know, they've depleted their funds, and then there's an extra day where you don't get paid. It eats into a household budget quickly. But so I'm glad to hear that that got resolved. I figured you'd be the source of information for that. Did you notice the pumpkin spice stuff everywhere yesterday?
You know, I did not. I still have not seen that. I have seen the pumpkin spice. I believe it's Little Debbie. I think I said Hostess yesterday. I think it's the Little Debbie.
They have Little Debbie's. They have Hostess. They have all of it. But I'll just leave you to wander. I guess you got to get away from the free newspapers long enough to figure that out.
I do. I got to go to the back of the store.
Yeah, you were talking about this news thing and about how all these pages are popping up and all of this stuff. And I'm pretty sure I know which one you're talking about. And it has to do with someone that I'm not particularly fond of. Or is
yes.
That,
yes.
Okay. So we're talking about the same
and
thing.
And somebody who's so passed away.
I think we might both be giving it about the same amount of credence. And going through that, I mean, the name of the page is clearly a parody. If
yep.
you read about the page, it says it's AI-generated news. I mean, it tells you that it's a spoof page, basically, up front. Now, I mean, what it's doing is attacking a real person. I'm not saying that. But it tells you that I'm not a legitimate news source from the grip. If you go there and read the about, and people were all over it, like, how can you call yourself an investigator? How can you do this? How can you do that? It took 2 seconds to examine your source. You would see that this source isn't claiming
okay,
to be legitimate.
But here's the problem. Okay, here's the problem I have with that. Now, 10 years ago, when this type of thing was first popping up, somebody put a story on social media, and in those days it wasn't as popular as it is now, and they put a story out there, and they absolutely were satire and self-described themselves as that, but the story was about it was something to do with road work that was going to happen on Route 95, and it was going to close down all the streets, and city council was doing such and such, but all the names were fake. There was not a single real city council.
They were made up. I remember that.
They were made up.
I remember that.
But
yes.
People believed
were
it.
Were outraged.
And I had to, I can't remember if we had the person who ran the page on, or if we called the city and they made a statement, but they had talked
I mean,
about,
they were very blatantly fake. I mean, it was
yes.
like John Smith. I mean, they were just, you know, just Bill White, that sort of, you know, just very abstract, you could tell, made up, like John Doe almost type name.
Right, but you know what? I think we all have to understand, if people aren't following city council day to day, they probably don't know the names. And when you do a story like that, and you, I understand, maybe it's just not as funny if you go, this is a joke. At the end, I think you almost have to put that now, because there is so much garbage out there. If you're going to be a satire source, you need to say, this is satire. And the problem, and I didn't even go through the whole thing yesterday, I just basically saw what the thrust of it was. I don't understand, what was satire about? What was comedy?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing about. But I guess my point was is the people that are, and I don't, this is one thing that people need to understand. If there's something you don't like on Facebook, the best thing, really, best thing you can do is not comment and just keep scrolling. Because once you start interacting with that post, then it starts pushing it to the algorithm. It makes it more popular. More people see it. So if there's something that you don't like, literally just scroll on by. Because when you start interacting with, I love it when people do it on my stuff. They hate it. I hate you and I hate everything you post. Come back here to tell me about it 76 times because that's going to push it into more people's algorithms. Thank you. So really the best thing that you can do if you don't like what you see is to keep scrolling. I do it all the time. There are so many times I'd love to tell people you couldn't be more wrong if you tried, but just keep going because I don't want to give them the attention, give them a reason to argue. Some people just aren't worth arguing with, and I don't want to push their ridiculous posts into the algorithm.
But
so
you know what?
Back to, we need to be better consumers. This is what I really called to say. If back in the day, if we were reading the newspaper, and somebody wrote an article, and next to the author, the name of the author, was a cartoon character and an anonymous name. Would you take that as the gospel?
No, but the problem here is that if
now
you...
Now people are willing to fight because some cartoon character said it once, and they know it's true by
well,
God.
Yeah, but this wasn't a cartoon character.
I know this wasn't, but I'm using that as an example.
Right, right, but I'm just saying...
And that, okay, so let's. I'm not going to give the name of the page because I don't want to put it out there for everybody to see. But if you went to a page and... if you went to a page and it said Smith Bob as the person that you were getting your information from, would you take that as the gospel?
You would hope not, but people take anything as the gospel now, I guess, is my point. And I think we cannot put this all on the consumer when people do things like this, because you can make anything sound somewhat legitimate. And I think we've been in a world now with cable news, which is very opinionated, for 25 years. And I think it's very hard anymore.
It is, but then you've also got to go, does this validate 100% of everything that I say? And if it does, should you be looking around for another source of information and see if that's what everybody else is saying?
Well, I guess here's my point. On this particular story, without mentioning the story itself, because who needs to give that air? My point is, okay, so it wasn't funny. There was nothing in it that's funny. Was it a real accusation? I don't know. I don't understand what if it wasn't a real accusation and it wasn't comedy, what was the point? Because the people putting that out there have to be smart enough to know that putting somebody's picture up and claiming that they did something that bad is going to not be good for that person.
Yeah, but, you know, then again, I'm not going to say one way or another, but the best defense to some of those things is the truth. So, you know, maybe they're telling the truth and...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was it the truth or was it satire?
Like, if it's... I don't think it's satire based on what I read and based on what I know. I think there's probably some credence to it. But
so this is not a satire story.
Right, but I mean, if it isn't a satire story, then it's poorly done because you can't make allegations like that without proof. You know, I mean, that's one thing. Like, I've made some allegations towards the city and of wrongdoing and that sort of stuff, but I think I've always brought the proof of what I'm alleging, or at least this is what I'm basing these allegations off of, not just, oh, someone told me.
I don't know. I just really, this is hurting people in general, because it's clear to me that people do believe this stuff, and people do believe what's going on, that people are saying is going on.
Okay, this is something I can't help people that are stupid. I can't help that. I cannot help that people will not become good consumers of information and are willing. My dad used to say, my dad, born in 1927, he would say, people will believe anything. And he's right.
Yeah, but
some of us disagree on reality, on what's actually going on around us in the world.
Right. So, but here's there are some differences here that I think are very important. Number one, the JFK conspiracy has been going on since the 60s. Stories of people seeing aliens and people believing that have been going on for decades and decades and decades. You could run real news, and then over here people would tell those stories, and you would see the JFK conspiracy specials, and that was okay. But the problem is there was always a clear line between this is news.
This is conspiracy. You
yes.
would watch it and be like, that's so far-fetched, I don't even believe it. But here's the problem. Is there's some things that are so far-fetched that we wouldn't believe it that have actually came true.
Right, so the problem is, in the case before, when a news station would do a story on the JFK conspiracy, they would always make sure to say, there is no evidence, hard evidence, of a conspiracy. But yet, people still to this day will believe that JFK was not killed solely by Lee Harvey Oswald, and this is more than 60 years later. So the fact that people will believe everything, I'm not saying that makes you a dumb person because you believe something that we've got no proof of. I think it is just, you know...
Scott, I had the food stamp thing, okay? The sugary drink ban. for people that don't listen every day. Sugary drinks are being banned in the state of Ohio. You will not be able to buy them with SNAP. It's already happened in Indiana. It's already happened in Florida. There's some other states. 23 states got waivers. So here was the confusion. Trump tried to ban them nationwide. Some states didn't want to ban them. Some states did. A federal judge said, no, you can't make it a nationwide ban, but each state can enact their own policy on it. So these states had to apply to the FDA to get waivers from what's currently allowed. Ohio chose to ban sugary drinks. I think some other states banned some different things, but Ohio started with sugary drinks. I posted that on Facebook. Now, if you wanted to do write a paper, a psychology paper on the stages of grief, that would be a good comment section to go through, because the first one is denial. People flat out just telling me I'm lying, I'm making it up. Didn't bother verifying, looking for themselves or anything else. Just they saw it, they don't like it. It could absolutely, could not, no chance be true. I mean, it would have taken them less time to look and see if it was true than it would have to type the comment. So there's their bias also. You know, they're biased, you know, they don't want to hear that. It doesn't appeal to them. So they're going to deny that it's even true. So if that's about, if people will do that about a sugary drink, imagine when it's an actual, like, deep-held ideal. You know what I mean? So they don't even want to consider that there's another option or another possibility, because what they hold is so true and so dear to them that they can't let it go.
All I know is that in an area like Marion, where there is not a television station that has been here for 50 years, where the Marion Star is down to one reporter, where radio stations, whether they be streaming or over the air, they're slim and they're not doing news because they don't have the staffs to do that. You know, that leaves a vacuum for things like this to happen.
Well, and then we have a government that rules us by press release. I mean, we can't even really get, you know, real interviews or things with them. We get just ruled by decree. So we really are left up to our own devices to find out what's going on.
Yeah, but you know, I guess the best thing I can say to sum all this up, and there's a lot of little intricacies to this, you know, these people can do anything they want. I guess it's America, it's the internet, there's no guardrails, do what you want. But the point is that not everybody not everybody's nefarious. I mean, it's this presumption that everybody is doing something wrong.
I agree with you that not everybody is nefarious, but also in the same right, I don't believe that everyone that we've been told is so wonderful all of these years, maybe. And I'm not saying anyone in particular, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with questioning everything.
No, questioning something is fine.
Making allegations is totally different. Questioning is one thing. Making spurious allegations? No. You should have some proof. Not just I heard. Because you and I both hear a lot of things. I'm sure you and I have whispered back and forth about the things that we hear. But we don't go and tell them to everybody because we don't know if they're true or not.
No, and I would bet that in the case with this particular story, I would guess that whatever was supposed to be done will probably be done now.
Well, yeah, and my whole thing with that organization in and of itself is people have poked around and said this and that and the other. I wrote the report. I sent it. I sent it to multiple government agencies that I know are taking a look at it. So you don't see me splashing that all over Facebook all the time. Like, I let, you know, here's the information, and then I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on to somebody that will actually do something. But everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon of some of these things now, and it's like, man, those are fights that have already been fought. Where have you been?
So how many foggy mornings in the month of August?
I don't know if there were seven. I guess it depends on where you live, I reckon. But I remember if it rains on Easter Sunday, it's going to rain the following seven Sundays, as weather lore goes.
I don't think that happened, did it?
I don't think it did. And then Forsythias, I think that's a Jim Ginnall one. Three more snows after the Forsythias bloom in the spring, I think.
I think
three
so.
Three more frosts or something along those.
Jim Ginnall didn't plan on global warming.
No. My weather lore is when you walk out the front door at 5 a.m. and the humidity takes your breath away, it's going to be hot.
So any thoughts in our final couple minutes here before the break on the story over here in Springfield?
I hadn't heard it until you told me. You repeated it this morning. My God, that's awful. And to your point, we 100% forget that we are talking about human beings. And it's so disgusting. I'm going to throw this out there. Christian people, especially. These people, Jesus, is this what Jesus would want? Because when I start going through what Jesus talked about in the Bible, he talked about welcoming the stranger and the foreigner. And if I'm pretty sure Jesus is, like, an immigrant himself, and I just don't understand the hate towards other human beings. But they certainly have done a good job dividing us by these invisible international lines that we've decided our countries. And I'm not saying that we should have lawlessness because somebody's out there listening, oh, she just wants to let everybody in. No, that's not it. But how can you be pro-life, you know, up until the point that they're born, and then after that they're on their own? I don't get that. Those things just don't connect in my mind. Like, you either love everybody or you don't.
Well, I just can't imagine that.
That's an either or, Scott. That really is. You either love everybody or you don't. Well, I'm talking about human beings. I mean, you can dislike people, individuals, but you either love all human beings or you don't.
All I know is the trauma that you have to be going through to walk into oncoming traffic and be hit by a truck. The pain that you must be going through.
Because you're chasing the American dream, you kill yourself.
I don't know.
We all just need to take a thought about how we treat other human beings as far as actually loving our neighbors and that sort of thing.
It certainly would help. Hey, we got to go to break. Thanks for calling.
Take care, sir.
All right, we'll be right back.
I think he needed her after that primary election.
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln.